Welcome back to New Entry Wrestling Podcast. I am your host, Ian, with my co-host ever. What it do, baby?
Hey, Ian, how you doing, man?
What's up, man? I'm good. I'm good. I'm chilling. Huh.
Nice. We're a little bit chilly. It's like cold now.
Yeah. Well, it's been pretty cold and windy here in the Windy City. So, but speaking of Windy City, CM Punk has made his return to the WWE. Once again, he is back to WWE backstage. Get it? Backstage, because it was actually a show.
Yeah. Well, let's not say he's actually in WWE, but he was backstage.
That was good, right?
Yeah,
it was. Yeah, I thought about that on the fly, too. I totally forgot about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, CM Punk was backstage on Raw this past week. Was it this past week?
Yep. Yeah, so this week.
A lot of things in
Chicago. Yeah, Chicago has been in a busy city this week, man.
Jeez. Yeah, CM Punk showed up. Apparently, he showed up because wherever they were coming from, they were CM Punk. What did he do? I think he was in an MMA show or something like that. And then he was on his way back to Chicago, and whatever city they were coming from, there were some WWE rosters that were there as well going to Raw. So basically they were all on the same plane. He did spoke with some people in the plane, and somehow he's just, I don't know if somebody invited him or he just said, you know, screw it. I'm going to go to All Series Arena and let's see if they let me in. He went in. Apparently the first thing, there's a lot of, you know, rumors going around. But everything is true. It's just the orders. There were some people that were saying that Punk went backstage, started looking for The Miz. And there was people that when Punk went in, he started saying hi to everybody. And people were coming up to him asking, what are you doing? Nice to see you, blah, blah, blah. Eventually, he saw The Miz and started talking to him about burying the hatchet and stuff like that. Everybody assumes that just because everybody, they hugged it out when they went their separate ways. I am going to be honest, did not knew The Miz and Punk had heat with each other.
I think it was when
that was the first for me.
I think it was when The Miz or when CM Punk was, you know, he was doing back and forth with MJF. He'll make fun of The Miz, you know, like, oh, you're just a low budget Miz, you know? So it's kind of like insulting The Miz, but like insulting, you know what I mean? It's kind of like insulting MJF.
I don't think because that was recently. I think they said that if it went back all the way to 2011.
Probably remember when he got kicked out of the locker room, like The Miz? Probably that's way before
way after that.
That was after that. I don't know. Yeah. It might have just been like they just hated each other or something for some reason.
Yeah, it started in 2011. So that's when CM Punk was the top heel, but not the world champion. The Miz was the world champion, but he wasn't a top heel. Punk did that did pinch a nerve with Punk because he's like, you guys are pushing me to be the top heel, but I'm not your world champion. The Miz is your world champion, and you're not even pushing him to be the top heel. Yeah. You're pushing The Rock and Cena together to build up for next year's WrestleMania. So he got kind of confused on that part. Confused and pretty upset. But it's still, regardless, I'm like, I never even knew they had heat with each other. You know what it was? Remember when Punk came back and The Miz made a comment on Twitter? And I don't remember what he said, but Punk said, I don't think it was WWE, AEW. I think when he came back, when he showed up for WWE backstage, The Miz made a comment to CM Punk, and CM Punk took it the wrong way, and he told him, why don't you just go overseas to make that blood money?
Damn.
That's what he responded. So I think that's the only thing I could think of.
Yeah.
I don't even know. But after his talk with The Miz, he talked to Triple H, asked him if it was okay for him to be here. He said, I got to talk to the big guy, meaning Vince McMahon. And then meanwhile, that was going on, him and Triple H were talking, I guess, to bury the hatchet. And then they went their separate ways. Punk was talking to other rosters there, and then eventually the head security told him that he had to leave. Nothing, it wasn't like, you got to get the hell out of here. You're not supposed to. No, it was just like, hey, sorry, man. He said, you got to go. And Punk was like, oh, okay, cool. That's fine. You
Yeah,
know?
because then what do you think? Like, you think Tony comment? Oh, that's contract interference.
No, because the Ricky Stark was at WrestleMania for Cody Rhodes.
Okay, it's kind of weird that like with CM Punk like going being WWE, like he was talking all this stuff about WWE, like even like after he left WWE until like what before he left AEW, he was
Right.
talking all this stuff, and all of a sudden he shows up on Raw. He like he just
I think he just got to that point where he's like, I'm too old for this.
yeah, especially with the especially like it just I'm like oh, yeah, like you say, he's too old for this. Like I'm a grown man, and I be arguing about the, I mean, yes, they did me bogus, whatever, but like I'm not gonna be like, don't be bitter about it, because that's
Right.
just it makes it worse. So you just become bitter, and then so for me it was crazy though. I'm like, wow, he's actually. But then Tony Khan will be like, oh, well, I don't know if that's interfering with contract. Like, we're not interfering. He came by himself, and we're like, we're being nice to him. We're not being, he can't just be like, screw you, man.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, Tony Khan hasn't said anything clear. He doesn't care. It doesn't bother him. There has been times where some former WWE, Charlotte was in AEW's backstage a few years
Her
back.
husband, right? Her
Yeah,
husband is
so
not even wrestling. I don't know
yeah,
anything.
I don't think they care. It's just like, okay, it's just more on the TV screen. You know, I feel like that's all it is. But yeah, CM Punk, we talked about it before on a different video, saying Punk may come back to AEW. There were talks about it. The plan that we may get to see is Punk teaming up with FTR versus the Elite. I don't care for that. I really
No.
don't. I really don't. I don't know why. I want to, but at the same time, it's just like, I don't care for it.
Like you say, it wouldn't fill a stadium. Like, oh, like I think you said that. Like,
Apparently, oh, well, speaking about that, I'm glad you brought that up. Apparently, they sold 60,000 pre-sale tickets.
don't. What do you think? You say they sold tickets, or they just got
No,
like.
just pre-sale.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how that works.
It's like you make a pledge to sign up. You're not buying a ticket yet. I mean, it could be one guy making 1,000 emails, like, "Hey, I pre," some guy could
No.
be, so be
Yeah, to
somebody could be
re to
like,
re to resell them or something like that.
yeah, so it could be one guy buying like 10,000 tickets and like under different emails. There's all those emails we could get for like 10 minutes. He could.
Right.
Some people do that, like they just pre-sell and then just sell the tickets, or they do a prank and like. Oh yeah, never mind. It's really like 10,000. You never know. I mean, there's.
But
I
it is
mean,
in the UK, you
yeah,
know.
UK is a
So
wrestling scene. Yeah.
yeah, so I do believe it. I think my that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like All Out, the event, could sell out. It's just the matches. It's just more like, oh, that's cool. But like to say the Elite versus CM Punk and FTR, and for them to say this is what's gonna sell out a stadium, it's like, no.
No.
No. If it does, cool. Like, that's awesome. Great for you guys. I just don't personally like that's not a stadium match. I don't see how that's a stadium match, you know?
Yeah.
I really don't. CM Punk versus Kenny Omega, that's a stadium match. Would it
Yeah.
sell out? No, but that is like that's a stadium match, yes.
Yeah.
You know? I think it's the FTR. I just don't they're great wrestlers, don't get me wrong. I just don't see them. I personally don't think they're in the same level with the Young Bucks.
Right.
I don't think they're in the same level with the Usos. You know, I really don't.
So do you see winning championships as important as being like you say, like they have a 7-time champion, but like do you see that as important, or you see it more like, okay, cool, you've been a 7-time champion. They gave you a title 7 times. Or how do you see that?
out of those championships, you're talking about FTR, right?
Yeah, like how do you like when somebody says, "Oh, they're the greatest of all time because they got seven championships," but like, how do you compare that to like the Young Bucks, which actually, like, they have this unique move set and talent, but they don't have any as many championships. You know, they're not. Oh, I'm not the 7X or 8X champion. I'm like a 4X, 3X champion. You know.
People say FTR is a great tag team just because they're matched with DOI and the Briscoes.
Okay.
Can you honestly, out of those tag team championships they have won, can you honestly tell me which ones are like memorable besides the DOI?
Like the NXT one?
Yeah,
When...
that's the only one. I wasn't like a 2 out of 3 falls. Like that's
Yeah.
the only match where I'm like, yeah, that was great. That was a great
Yeah.
match. That's a great FTR match, but then it's like that's it.
Yeah.
Like
So you see
and
like
then
the
the
other belts are like
Briscoes.
they just gave it
Yeah.
to them. Like, here you
Yeah,
go. Here, you
basically.
become here's Ring of Honor, here's a AAA, AEW, like we just want you to win it. So you could say you could win it, you know.
How they're being treated in WWE, that's how they're being treated now. They have their moments where it's like, oh, cool. They have some great matches, like recently with the Briscoes, you know, RIP to
Yeah.
Jay Briscoe. But that was like, but then besides that, when was the last time can you say, like, damn, that was a great FTR match?
Yeah.
You know?
It's like it's just because they're just like what do you think it is though? Like, or we're switching topics though. We should go back to CM Punk, but like we could just do that. We could table that for another day.
Yeah. Well, it's just, I just no, I mean the reason why we're talking about it, because I just don't
Yeah.
see why. Is it because FTR, who I forgot the guy's name, but the guy
Dax
what is it,
Harwood
Dax? Yeah, him. He's the guy.
Wheeler? I don't remember
No,
their
it's not
names.
Wheeler. I think it's probably Dax.
Okay.
He's the one who wants CM Punk back and all that, and he wants that match, and then Tony Khan wants that match, and it's just like, okay, well, what if Orange Cassidy would have said, I want to team up with CM Punk to face the Elite, you know? Would Tony Khan would have booked the match too, you know?
Yeah, he would.
He possibly, right?
Yeah.
But anyways, CM Punk may come back to what was the event?
All in?
No, the other one.
All out?
The Collision, right? It's a
Collision,
collision,
yeah. June
collision.
17, yeah.
So he may return for that. He may face Chris Jericho the same night. That'd be cool. So they're trying to recreate something, what they did at what WWE did, Payback back in 2013. Me personally, I think that's dumb, because I was like, wouldn't you want to build that match in All Out or All In? You know,
Yeah.
that's just, you know, like that's just, like I feel like that would be better. And that's what bothers me, because it's like Chris Jericho versus CM Punk. That's not a stadium match for Tony Khan, but the Elite versus CM Punk versus FTR is.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, CM Punk and Chris Jericho have more titles, more world titles combined than like those other five guys, you know? You know, it's crazy. Like, no, like world titles. Like, I think
Yeah.
there's only like one title, three titles between them, I think.
Chris Jericho versus Adam Cole, that's a stadium match too.
Yeah.
Adam Cole versus CM Punk. So, I don't know. But anyways, would you want to see CM Punk go back to AEW, or would you rather just be like, dude, go back to WWE?
I mean,
Me personally, I would like him to go back to WWE, get his moments, get his Get have a great matches. I would love to see him face Roman Reigns. Obviously, that's a big one. Seth freaking Rollins, Finn Balor, AJ Styles. Who else?
like a tournament, like a retirement tour.
Kind of, you know, just like just let me come back, or something like with Edge. You know how Edge came back at the Royal Rumble? He faced Randy Orton. Ooh, I would like to see him face Randy Orton and John Cena.
Again. Again. Forget
And
that.
then have him come back at the Rumble, and then a year later win the Royal Rumble and then main event WrestleMania. And he doesn't have to win the title. He could do something like how what they did with Edge, you know? He came back a year later, he wins the Rumble, faces Roman Reigns for the WWE Universal Championship.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I mean, at
That's
this
what I
point,
would
like,
like.
yeah. But at this point, I'm like, I mean, it's just time to move on to some from these people, you know? Like, if I was CM Punk, I don't know. With AEW, it's kind of complicated because of like what happened. Like, what do you have to prove there? You've been a champion twice, but it has been mediocre reigns at best. Pop, I think we talked about it last episode. You guys check it out, Fantasy Booking. Or one of the last episodes or something. We mentioned that CM Punk's total combined reign as two-time AEW champion was what, like a month and a half max, I
About,
think, two
yeah.
max. So I don't know what
No,
does
it
he have to
wasn't
prove
2 months.
there?
It was
No,
like it was less than a month.
but like combined, right? Like
Yeah,
combined.
combined.
So I don't know. I mean, if he goes back to AEW, what's gonna change? Like it's still, I don't know. Like for me, I feel he should personally do a tour of different companies. Like go to New Japan, go to Japan, go to Mexico,
Right.
do some independent shows and then do a couple of WWE match, do like the retirement tour and that's it, just call it a day, like oh I went to All Japan, New Japan, Big Japan, I went to AAA, CMML,
And
like
that's
pretty
the
much what,
thing. Why hasn't he gone to New Japan?
like yeah, like that's the same thing with my issue with Daniel Bryan or Bryan Danielson, whatever. Like the reason he left WWE is to go to Japan and Mexico, but what is he doing? He's like wrestling. I don't think he's wrestling right now. Is he injured? No, he's rest. He's in a hiatus or
He's
whatever.
no, he's
He
on
went heel or
TV.
something.
Yeah, he's heel now.
Like I'm surprised he hasn't been. Well, not CMML because they don't have a relationship with AEW. Maybe AAA has a relationship with AEW, but like it's kind of surprising. Like he hasn't gone Japan. He hasn't done Mexico. He hasn't done Puerto Rico. Like the UK and all that stuff. So. I think CM Punk should probably like just do a tour of different companies around the world, do a WWE tour for a little bit, and then just retire, He wants to go back to
So
AEW, that's fine, but do like a like one match and then just leave,
CM Punk's total reign, we were way off. So it was over. It's about 2 months,
Okay,
over two
so
months,
okay,
90
so
days.
wow, okay. Well,
90 days.
3 months, so yeah. But still, 3 months is not good. For two reign, that's like pretty bad,
Well, no, hold on. So I feel. Oh, I see what happened. I don't even know. I find that hard to believe he was. So when he won the title at Double or Nothing, right?
Yeah, he
Didn't
got
he?
injured, but he's still champion, so he didn't vacate. They
Oh,
put an
so
interim champion.
he was still, even though he was what's it called? They were still counting his title reign all the way to Forbidden Door to crown the new champion.
Yeah, so that's why.
So yeah, so basically they should have stripped the championship as soon as he couldn't, like he was done. But they continue the title reign till Forbidden Door, which was, and that's where there's like, okay, your reign ends here. And
And he won it again, and then 2 weeks
no, that when
later.
he won, no, he never won it again, or until All Out. But then he was only champion for like 2 days until, Tony. But yeah, so CM Punk, I don't know why Tony Khan continued that long title reign. He should have, as soon as he vacated the title, it should have just ended. But he continued his title reign all the way to Forbidden Door, where John Moxley won the world title. Personally, besides, before we move on to the next topic, CM Punk, AEW All In, who do you think deserves to main event that pay-per-view?
Oh man.
Why?
I mean, I don't really watch AEW, but I mean, would I follow? I would say MJF, and I would who see, I don't even know who would be his like opponent. I don't watch it like
No,
that. Like I
okay,
watch
well,
highlights here and there,
so
but
but out besides the match, you're saying MJF should main event All In.
yeah.
Interesting.
But I don't know
Me,
like who to face.
well, I would say John Mox. I still say John Moxley, but because MJF and took the belt off what's his name? John Moxley, no. If John Moxley would have taken the belt off won the belt from somebody else, then I would say John Moxley. I feel like John Moxley deserves the main event, same with MJF. The other, I would say the Elite, but once again, Who is the other team? You will have to build a dream team for the Elite to face. CM Punk is one of them. FTR is not that. Hell. Oh my gosh, bro. CM Punk and the Hardy Boys. Woo!
Oh.
Oh! Oh, wee!
Well, Jeff Hardy's back, so that
Yeah.
makes sense. It
Jeff,
works.
and then Jeff, you know the history with Jeff Hardy and CM Punk,
Yeah.
the inside and the outside of the ring. So having those CM Punk versus the Hardy Boys to face the Elite at All In, that's that right there. That's way, but you see how I'm reacting to this? Just like, even though it ain't gonna happen, like
Yeah.
that's more exciting to me than FTR.
So you're saying that 100% CM Punk's coming back to AEW, pretty much. Are you? That's what people say that he's gonna come back. Well, he's still on the contract, technically,
Yeah,
right?
he's still under contract, so he is gonna come back. It's just the when,
Yeah,
you
I
know.
mean, that'd be good. I mean, that could be a good match. You got the
Right.
Young Bucks, which are one of the best tag teams ever, arguably, but the Hardy Boys are definitely one of the best team tag teams ever,
Of all time,
without argument. That's like
yeah.
number one or two, three, top three or four. Young Bucks are probably top seven, eight, right? Nine.
I would
Depends
put,
on, yeah,
yeah,
depends
I
on
mean
like
they're
era.
in, yeah, it really depends, because there's days where I have to say, there has been times where I got to say the Usos are number one. There has been times where I say the Motor Cities are number one. It really depends. Sometimes I even say the Young Bucks are number one. It really depends on who's having their moments, you
Yeah.
know. It really depends, to be honest. But for me, I can't really say the Young Bucks, because I haven't seen, I mean, the matches I have seen, it's always been a six-man tag. So I never, it's been a while since I saw them wrestle in a tag team match.
Yeah, last time I saw a wrestling attack team match, they super kicked the kid in the face. They super
Yeah.
kicked a woman. They super kicked some random fan or whatever.
Super Kid Party.
Yep.
Woo wee.
Yeah,
Oh, hi, but anyways. What I wanted to say, CM Punk versus Jay White. I also want to see that. That's a
that'll be
stadium
nice.
match. Yeah.
Yeah.